Shout out to my listeners out there. This is your host, Moshe Canty, host of the podcast Conscious Moves. I hope everyone out there is continuing to remain focused, staying healthy, and also making conscious moves. Shout out to my loved ones who have continued to support me. And when I say loved ones, I'm talking about friends and family, individuals who I've known for quite some time who are helping me get through this process of becoming better acquainted with the nuances of this technology that a couple of weeks ago I had no knowledge of. So I'm thankful for the opportunity to be able to just step out of a prison cell and then now become acquainted with, again, technology that has outpaced us all. So throughout this pilot phase, I'm definitely thankful for the people who have offered their support, their suggestions, individuals who have given me some very, very sound advice on how this project, this endeavor can maximize the potential of this particular endeavor. So I'm definitely thankful for that. So I appreciate that. Shout out to my brothers who are behind the wall, who I just left. Some brothers who unfortunately are never coming home. They have natural life sentences. Some have 150 to life and 200 years to life, and the story goes on. But for the most part, in the unit that I was in, and even the jail that I was in particular, you know, some of the brothers that I left behind are never coming home. So that thought is constantly is consciously in my embedded in my head. I move forward every step that I take. It is something that I constantly think on, and I will not take this opportunity lightly. So I'm very thankful to be home and to have the opportunities to be able to convey my message across the airwaves to all my listeners out there. I hope that what I'm saying can be of benefit to not only myself, but to everyone as well. Today is this episode is episode 4. And today I want to just talk about the benefits of making conscious moves versus the harms associated with making unconscious moves. But what does that actually mean? What does that actually entail? Well, let me just simply say that when I describe the analogy that I use in regards to the chessboard and why the pieces, each piece on the board is significant in its own right, one not being more or less significant than the other. Some, when asked, what is the favorite piece on the board, people have a number of reasons or a number of explanations as to why they choose the particular pieces that they pick. Some say the queen, others say the bishop, others say the rook. But no one who I've ever asked this question to has ever stated the pawn is their favorite piece. When those of us who know how to play the game of chess know that when you continue to move your pawn forward into your enemy's territory, it has the potential to become any piece that you desire. So a piece is a pawn is a very, very important piece on the board. It's not insignificant. And I stress the importance of that to simply say that no move you make is insignificant. Whether that move is an unconscious move or a conscious move, each are respectfully significant in their own right. One can lead to your success, and the other, unfortunately, can lead to your inevitable demise if you're not making the correct move. So again, today in episode 4, you know, again, we're going to discuss simply the benefits of conscious moves versus the harms associated with making unconscious moves. But let us first, and before we do that, we have to have some clarity in regards to what these definitions are of these particular terms. So I know I use these terms a lot, and I hope that they're not going over anyone's head. But let me break them down so that everyone can have a clear understanding as to exactly what I'm striving to convey. So when we speak about unconscious decision making, what does that mean? Well, let me just say this, that a unconscious decision or decision making or move or unconscious move, it's spontaneous. You know, it's haphazard. It's reactionary. It's sloppy. It's miscalculated. It simply fails to weigh the risk involved. It doesn't weigh the pros or the cons. In most cases, unconscious moves have dire consequences. Not in all cases, but in the vast majority of cases, they have dire consequences. Some examples of unconscious moves are, let's say, for instance, unprotected sex. We know that we're living in a time in which sexually transmitted diseases, sexually transmitted infections are something that we should take very seriously. So we know that these things exist. So if I was an individual who just decided to have unprotected sex with random women with no care or concern in the world, I would be putting myself at a higher chance of potentially contracting an STD or an STI. By doing so, I'm making an unconscious move. I'm being spontaneous. I'm being sloppy. My moves are miscalculated. I'm not weighing the pros and the cons. And this behavior has dire consequences. So I may get gonorrhea. I may get chlamydia. I may get HIV. I may get the human papillomavirus, among others. So this is a simple example of that. Another example would be joining a gang. Like I mentioned, what was my story? Another example might be what took place in the crime that I was ultimately incarcerated for. I didn't get into the specifics of that. I hope to. But let me just simply say that what I was locked up for was a 20-second robbery, which cost me 20 years of my life. It took all but 20 seconds for this diabolical scheme to go disastrous. And I spent a total of 22 years in prison as a result of that. Unconscious moves, in this case, a 20-second robbery, for me, had unforeseen consequences associated with that. So while in prison, let me just simply express to you some of the unforeseen things that happened while I was in prison. When I say unforeseen, let me break that down to you. So when we do what we do, when I committed that crime, I thought that I was going to get some money for it. And I thought that my day, my week, and the next couple of weeks would be easy for me. I didn't foresee what the future had in store for me. So let me just break down exactly some of the unforeseen consequences that happened as a result of that unconscious move. On February 9th of 1999, because I got locked up for the crime on October 6th, 1998 in Baltimore, Maryland. They had to extradite me back to New York City. So, not even 4 months later, just a little over 4 months later, I received the news that my sister was tragically killed in a car accident. This was on February 9th, 1999. Shock blew my entire world, turned my entire world upside down. In fact, emotionally and psychologically, I still have not recovered from that. Fast forward to 2002. My family, we lost our paternal, my paternal grandfather, who was the pillar of our family. Fast forward to 2005. On December 4th, 2005, we lost my youngest brother, Shemay, tragically to a car accident. The same exact way that we lost my sister Ishana, we lost my younger brother the same exact way. They were the same age. In 2014, in April, I lost my maternal grandmother. And then 8 months later, on Christmas of that same year, we would then lose my mother, my very own mother. Earlier this year, March, I didn't mention that my mother passed away on Christmas of 2014. While I don't celebrate Christmas, you know, I have a lot of family members and friends who actually do. However, my mother passed away on Christmas of 2014. My father, earlier this year, passed away on March 23rd, the day before my wife and I's marriage anniversary. Not to mention a host of family, or uncles, aunts, friends, cousins, and et cetera, et cetera. These are the unforeseen consequences of that unconscious move. So while it may have appeared that I had it all figured out when that move was being made, I could not foresee all this. Had I foreseen that my loved ones would just disappear, I probably would not have made that decision. Because when you're sitting in the cell and you're constantly having the prison chaplain come to your cell to the cell that you occupy to tell you that, you know, you've lost a loved one, it's not a good feeling. It is probably the most psychologically and emotionally traumatic thing that can happen to you under those circumstances, especially if you were close to your loved ones like I was with mine. So unconscious moves not only are spontaneous, but they carry with them dire and unforeseen consequences that we can't even we can't even imagine. In contrast, we have conscious decision making. Conscious decision making is well thought out, strategic, calculated, organized, structured, purposeful. Conscious decision making weighs the risk involved. It weighs the pros and cons. It critically examines things. You're not just moving for the sake of doing so. You're thinking about it. So as opposed to saying, you know what, let's run up in the store, let's go get some bread, let's go get that bag. You're weighing the pros and the cons of that. You know what? I can do some time in prison. I could be away from my loved ones. While I'm locked up, my loved ones might, you know, pass away. I might go in the store, get shot. You know, I might get killed myself walking up in the store. You know, you never know what happens. This is what a conscious decision maker is doing. They're weighing the pros and the cons of these situations. And in most cases, or from experience, I know that conscious moves produce positive outcomes. You might not see it at that moment instantaneously, but ultimately, you can see the fruit of your labor if you continue to stay on your path or if you continue to make conscious moves. And examples of conscious moves now are, let's say for instance, eating healthy. You have a diet that is not overwhelmed with sodium and sugar or fructose, but you're eating a vegan diet. that is high in plant-based. It's organic. Studies have shown that diets like this are, you know, are more beneficial for you. Last week, I spoke about picking your friends wisely. Picking wise fruit. Picking your friends wisely like your fruit is another example. This is a conscious move. I can give you various examples of conscious moves, similar to the game of chess. You're not just moving your pieces on the board unconsciously. You're doing so because when you move your pawn up to 13 to 29, you can pretty much expect that there's going to be a response to that. So you have to, in your mind, imagine the responses that can come. In more cases than not, the worthy opponent who can foresee more of your moves before you make them is the one who is more than likely going to be the victor. And this is what happens in life as well. When you're able to see the positive results of conscious moves you make, the likelihood exists that you will be able to reap the benefit of your labor. The same applies for unconscious moves. If you can see consciously, not unconsciously, if you can see consciously ahead that unconscious moves will ultimately lead you somewhere down a path of destruction and peril, if you can see that, and then you say, I'm not going to engage in that behavior, but I'm going to make a conscious move. Now you're thinking consciously. Now you're putting yourself in a position to succeed or be successful at an endeavor or a number of endeavors. Another example of a conscious move would be somebody like, let's say, going to school, making wise career choices. Some people are in school right now, in high school right now, mapping out what they want to do for their career. Some kids are saying, wow, I'm looking at how the world is you know, being revolutionized or evolutionized. Many kids are getting involved in science and technology and engineering and mathematics. They're watching this trend of the world and they're getting involved in that because they want to be a part of this wave. This is a conscious move. So it's no surprise why you see many kids going to MIT, going to Stanford, among other places, because they understand that they see themselves being successful in this particular field. And that goes for other areas as well, or other fields as well. So they're making moves. They're making conscious moves. For our people in particular, there is an historical link between unconscious thinking of the present to unconscious thinking of the past. In the past, our people were programmed how to think. As slaves, we were a threat if we were independent, self-reliant thinkers. So our oppressors intentionally broke us down to ensure that our way of thinking would further the interests of them. Thus, being in conscious was not in our best interest, but it was in the best interest of our oppressors. Thus, this link between the past and the present is reflected in our unconscious behavior today. In addition, let me say this. Our condition as a people today is a reflection of systemic policies and practices designed to keep us in a state of unconsciousness. Many of us do not even know that we are unconscious. In fact, many of us do things that have been so programmed into us without even thinking about And many of these things that we do unconsciously are actually harmful for us. I just gave an example of the crime that I was locked up for. Unconscious behavior. Believing somehow that it was all right to commit the crime that I committed. That's unconsciousness. Another example, and I mentioned this, was eating healthy. I spoke about eating healthy being a conscious move that one is making. But look at how we eat. Our diets are a hodgepodge of recipes passed down to us from our ancestors that we all know is a staple of our community. I can name a whole bunch of dishes that we know. Fried chicken, macaroni, cheese. Let's get it. The list keeps going on and on and on and on and on and on. And fat back and we can go on. Many of these dishes, while we know them to be tasty, are in fact detrimental to our health. It's no secret that we have poor diets. However, we also know that it's no secret that the way we eat is interconnected to our socioeconomic status. In many cases, we don't have a choice but to eat what's in our communities. So how can we expect to eat any healthier when our financial resources are scarce or when when we are provided with inferior quality of food in our communities? So this is by design. And just like the game of chess, our opponent is predicting and dictating our moves. So while our opponent is conscious of what they want to do, we, on the other hand, are unconscious as to what it is we should be doing. Our community is dying at such a rapid rate from so many ailments, it's ridiculous. Whether it's hypertension, whether it's diabetes, strokes, any other form of cardiovascular diseases, cancers. How many cancers we know why people are dying from? Prostate, colon, lung. Our people are dying from AIDS, related illnesses. COVID-19, black on black violence. Do I have to keep going on? The list goes on and on. Black people are the leading victims of deaths for mostly all causes of deaths. But how much of our deaths are contributed to unconscious decision making? Would we be dying so exponentially if we were conscious of our moves? Would a conscious single mother of four be able to feed her children on an organically whole diet of foods rich in vitamins and nutrients? Let's just ask that question honestly. Or due to her circumstances, is this same conscious mother forced by necessity to feed her children a low quality diet that we know is heavily laden with sodium and other additives and preservatives? Other poisons that are just killing us. Would this conscious mother, because let's just say this woman's conscious, she knows. She's not just a woman walking around here deaf, dumb, and blind, not knowing what's going on. She's aware. But her circumstances and her predicament is preventing her from doing what she would like to do. So would this conscious mother then be making an unconscious move? Does that even make sense? That we know better, but we don't do better? But can you fault this woman? How does she feed her kids? You know, one of the biggest problems confronting us as a people is our dependence and reliance on those who could care less about our well-being. So as the one-time slave holder profited off our people's backs to excuse me. So, you know, as they profited off our people's black backs to our detriment, or to their detriment, our ancestors in that case, others are doing the same to us today. I cannot stress the importance of us, you know, we cannot afford to be conscious of our conditions, but out of necessity forced to make unconscious decisions which ultimately jeopardize our livelihood. If we continue to do so, I am confident our opponent, just as he would on the chessboard, will checkmate us. We will be put in a precarious situation where it will be checkmate. Therefore, we have to make some tough decisions. We have some very, very tough decisions to make. The question is, do we remain unconscious? Or do we strive to make conscious moves? The good thing about this is that we all have a choice to make. What choices you make are key to determining if your next move will be a conscious one or an unconscious one. I know that when I speak, sometimes I give off the impression as if I got it all figured out. I don't want anybody to think that. You know, we really have to work harder for succeeding at. If we really have to work harder if we are going to make any significant progress moving forward. But we have to be willing to put the work in. I know it's not hard, but we have to begin the process of making better moves. We have to be more conscious of the moves that we are making. For the next week, I want everybody to begin the process of writing their moves down. It doesn't have to be move for move, not each step. But if you're doing something that has hindered your growth, your development, you know what it is. I don't know what that is. Only you know what that is. Then, you know, grab your cell phone, man, and go to the notes section, man, and just Write, you know, type it into your phone, man. And just say, you know, I smoke cigarettes, man. But if you smoke a pack a day or a half a pack a day, make a conscious move to not smoke a half a pack a day or a pack a day. What is it, 20 cigarettes in a pack? And I'm not going to encourage you to smoke. But if you're doing that every day and in the next week, you're now trying to be more conscious. And if the next week you can say, I don't smoke a pack, but I'm only smoking 10 cigarettes a day. But I made a conscious decision to weed it out of my daily intake of toxins or poisonous toxins. Then you're making a conscious decision to be better. That's all that we can ask of you. Make a gradual step towards being a better person, a better individual. Do it consciously. And if you can do that individually, I'm of the ilk of individuals who believe that over the course of time, progress will continue to be made in your life and it will ultimately produce positive outcomes. So I'm gonna leave y'all with that. We have a decision to make. Do we make conscious decisions or do we make unconscious decisions? Ultimately, the choice is ours. Again, I hope something that I said could be of benefit to all of us. I don't know if I will be able to reach each individual who this message has the opportunity of reaching. But if I just reach one person, then I've done my job. I'm going to leave you guys with a quote that I say every week, which is the motto of who we are. A conscious mind makes the best moves. And what that means is that the more conscious you are, the more aware you are, the likelihood exists that you'll make better moves, that you'll make better choices. So I hope that we we make better moves. And with that, y'all stay healthy. Assalamu alaikum. Shout it out, y'all. This is Moshe Canty, host of the podcast Conscious Moves. This segment is sponsored by Mighty Healthy. Listen, one of the best conscious moves that you can make is to invest in your physical health. Mighty Healthy will help you do just that. It strengthens your immune system, improves digestion, reduces inflammation due to its high concentration of antioxidants, and replenishes your body with the essential vitamins and minerals it needs daily. Go to MightyHealthy.com, and to get 20% off of your purchasing price, type in the code CONSCIOUS. Tell them that Moshe sent you.